T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's the Oakland Raider insider for NBC Sports Bay Area. Follow him on Twitter at BearNBCS. It's Scott Bear with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, good morning and thank you for your time. Let's jump right into it because this is the question that all Raider fans continue to ask. What's the latest on first round pick Gerrion Conley?
Well, in terms of his legal status, the investigation regarding a sexual assault allegation is still ongoing. How much longer it's going to go, nobody really knows, but they're obviously going to do their due diligence, and they don't care when Raiders training camp starts. So I think ideally this thing would have been wrapped up by now from Gerrion's perspective, from the Raiders' perspective. That would make doing a rookie deal, as they are these days, pretty much a slam dunk, but that's not exactly where we are right now. That could be where we are by Friday. And really, it's just a matter of finding out exactly if the Raiders want some stipulations in his deal regarding this legal status, if they're satisfied with the standard rookie deal, which does come with some standard language regarding suspensions, or if he can't play, that they can recoup some guarantees and some signing bonus, things like that. But maybe I'll be surprised by Friday or Saturday, and this thing still won't be done, and we'll be in a holdout sort of situation, but that's not where I'm at right now.
What about the status of Obi Melifonwu and his ability to get into camp on time? And for both players, Scott, how much does them missing these early days hurt them when it comes time to the regular season?
You know, with Obi, I keep hearing that it's not going to be a big issue or a big problem, but at the same time, you can hear that, and like the second part of your question, Dan, is that these are just kind of pre-camp workouts, and I don't think it's the end of the world if they miss them. But at the same time, if you're a rookie that is expected to come in and make some sort of an instant impact, you would think that every practice is crucial. And I do think that that is the case. You know, you don't want these things to be prolonged. I still don't think that it's going to be. And, you know, ultimately, I still think that Friday is sort of a time that they really need to be there, because Saturday they start real full squad practices, and then it's only a matter of days before they get in pads, and they need the same type of ramp up that all these other players get. So just in terms of physically being able to hit and stuff like that. So I do think that it's important that they get in and get active quickly. I'm sure that they want to do that. The Raiders want it. It just hasn't worked out with the exact timing fans would have liked.
So this week is pretty much where the guys are in shells and helmets, and they're going through the different drills. So the main thing for the rookies and the younger players, the first-year players that come in as well, is to get the timing, making sure they're getting a lot of reps, because when the vets come, reps will be, at a minimum. So with that being said, these two rookies that are holding out, do you think a lot of it is due to the fact that they do look at the Raiders roster in the secondary and the safety and the cornerback and say, and their agents are saying, these guys probably will play and probably get a lot of playing time. So it behooves us to make sure we have the incentives and likely not to be earned incentives because of the play time, you think, a little bit, because they know the Raiders secondary is hurting, that they're going to probably get playing time like you alluded to?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily call them holdouts at this stage. And two, these rookie contracts are so well slotted that there isn't a lot of wiggle room, especially for any pick, but especially for a second-round pick in terms of being able to negotiate, certain aspects. If you guys recall last year with the Joey Bosa situation with the Chargers, a lot of that was about offset language, and that's about the only thing that you can really kind of dive into and kind of stick your, draw a line in the sand. So I don't think it's that. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting the right people on the phone at the right time. But again, that may be a statement for last week as opposed to this week. Again, everything I've heard is that the Raiders aren't terribly concerned about it. But, as we move forward, maybe that would increase.
Raiders insider Scott Baer with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Fortunate for the Raiders, there aren't a whole lot of training camp battles set to take place this summer. It's a team with a lot of talent and a lot of talent that's already slated at starting positions, but there are still a few positions up in the air. Let's begin with right tackle. Do you see Marshall Newhouse winning the right tackle starting job?
I definitely think that Austin Howard is going to try to push him. Vidal Alexander is going to throw his gauntlet in the ring. And so I think Marshall Newhouse is the leader in the clubhouse. He missed some time with injury there at the during the offseason program. But I think that ultimately, Joe, that what you were saying is probably what they hope happens. I think maybe if Austin could be kind of a swing tackle, they have David Sharp there. This offensive line is incredibly deep, but Austin Howard is not going to lie down. He wants to start. He's been a starter but his entire career, really, whether it's due to injuries or good play, and he's not going to take this lying down. So I do think that right tackle is going to be an interesting battle moving forward, but as Jack Del Rio has said in the past, that Marshall Newhouse is in pole position.
What about the third wide receiver position? Seth Roberts has 2 years under his belt with Derek Carr, but Cordarrelle Patterson was brought in from Minnesota. Guy can fly, but he has trouble running routes consistently. How do you see that one shaken down?
I think Seth is going to be the number three guy, especially as a slot receiver. The Raiders really like what Seth Roberts does. I know that fans, he can drive them nuts because he'll have a huge clutch touchdown catch 1 minute and then drop a third down pass the next. And that's obviously frustrating, but I think that they see a guy with great potential to be a real kind of calming influence in that slot spot. Derek really likes him, and I would anticipate him just by nature of the number three guy generally being that slot guy that he's going to have a chance, or he's not going to have a chance, that he will be the number three guy. Now, in terms of what Patterson does on offense, if you look at his numbers from Minnesota, not that great. Especially with the yards per catch, which hover around 10, and that doesn't really match with the type of speed that he has, you know? So I think ultimately, and this is just me projecting here, I think that he's going to have a greater role in this offense, and even if he can come in and stretch the field somewhat with the speed, or be that kind of Andre Holmes guy who can kind of come in and make a couple big catches, I think that's going to be important. And also, in Minnesota, they did a lot of kind of opportunities to get him in space and let him use his speed. I think maybe they could have him go downfield a bit more. That stuff will get worked out. All I know is that during the offseason program, I'm not sure what my expectation for Patterson was, but I thought he was really good offensively during that stretch in terms of making catches downfield over defensive backs. So I think that that's an important thing for the Raiders. If he can't produce on offense, can be a steady option there. Gosh, it just makes them that more dangerous. I mean, they just have so many weapons.
Oakland Raiders insider for NBC Sports Bay Area. Follow him on Twitter at BearNBCS. It's Scott Baer with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, I hope you enjoyed your summer because the rest is gone. The NFL season is here, my friend. Look forward to doing it again with you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.